If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Rakuten.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hi, and welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. I'm Atik.
And I'm Nyla.
We're both professional registered homeopaths, and between us have over 25 years of professional practice in this field of healing.
The Homeopathy Health Show is the voice of homeopathy on radio and podcasts around the world, promoting and raising awareness of this truly unique system of healing and healthcare, which is suitable for all ages, young and old.
Every week, we invite guests from the world of homeopathy to come and share their experiences, their work, offer insights, and essentially talk all things homeopathy.
Visit www.ukhealthradio.com to listen now. To find out more about us, you can visit us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk. And whilst you are there, do subscribe to our newsletter.
Be inspired.
And join the conversation.
So let's begin today's show here on the UK Health Radio Network, the world's number one talk health radio.
Real Feel Good Radio.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Homeopathy Health Show here on the UK Health Radio Network. And of course, I'm your co-host, Atik.
And I'm Nyla. Welcome, everyone.
So it's so nice to be back, as always, on the world's number one radio talk show on homeopathy. Woohoo! I mean, if that isn't exciting enough, then what is, ladies and gentlemen? Please do share. Send us your comments. But hey, I have something very exciting for you. My returning guest, or should I say our returning guest, none other than Camilla Scher. She graduated from the Finnish School of Homeopathy in 1994 and teaches at the Dynamis School of Advanced Homeopathic Studies. And so important, she's also a fellow from the Society of Homeopaths in recognition of the exceptional work that her, Camilla, and her husband, Jeremy Scher, are doing in Africa under the NGO called Homeopathy for Health in Africa. And if that wasn't enough, ladies and gentlemen, there is so much work being done on agri-homeopathy, and that's what we're going to talk about today, and we're going to talk about Camilla's work as well and her book, because she does have a book. And, you know, books are just so exciting. I tell you what I really fancy is, actually, when I get a new book, it's just like clothes. You just want to smell the pages, right? Might be weird on so many levels, but hey, you know, it works. Gets you excited to read that book. So from myself and Nyla, Camilla, welcome to the Homeopathy Health Show. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
No, it's so good to have you on. And it's I tell you what, since you were last on, it's been so busy. And it's exciting because I find, and Nyla obviously has found the same thing, that people are now, next few months are like just fully booked. 6 months are booked up with the show, you know, and homeopaths are coming on board and they want to be on the show. They want to share. And, you know, the objective of the show is to bring us all together as a community of homeopaths to serve humanity and just really engage and collaborate and connect. And it's the best time, right?
Wonderful. Well done. That's great.
growing, community is growing, everything is growing. Homeopathy is being recognized again. I don't want to say that it is now started to being recognized. It has its time. It has always had a time, and now people are coming back to taking care of themselves with these remedies, profound remedies. And we know that you have not only helped people, but they have gone beyond the placebo effect and have helped plants and told the world, okay, people, this is just not placebo. You can work with these remedies on everything and anything. Before we go there,
I don't only cure apes with my charisma. It's actually, the remedies actually work.
Actually work. Before we go there, we do want to talk on, what is it, agro-homeopathy or agri-homeopathy?
Oh my, it's the same thing. It doesn't matter. I just, agro, to me, is aggravating. I mean, to me, it's so negative. Mm. And when I spoke with Kaviraj in 2011, we met him in Tanzania. Actually, in Kenya, we invited him to a Pan-African conference because I was so interested about treating plants with homeopathy. And he was the guy, you know. He's the one who, he's the pioneer of all pioneers. And I said to him, agro, why agro? It's agriculture. Why not agri-homeopathy? And he was like, yeah, I totally agree. But it's too late now that agro has, you know, that's what it's called. So anyways, then I did a big webinar with Matthias Berner in Germany. And we actually had 10,000 people online live listening to agri-homeopathy, like introduction into agri-homeopathy. And he suggested, he said, Camilla, what is this agro? It's like an aggravation. Why not agri-homeopathy? It's so better. It's so much better. It's so much more positive. And I said, yeah, I like it. So since then, I just switched and I started calling it agri-homeopathy. And I never thought anything more about it, you know. It's not like this has been done for, you know, thousands of years and it's got one name. You know, people say homeopathy and homeopathy.
Yeah.
You know, so you add the O, you delete the O.
Yeah.
I'm all for the added O. Numerologically, it makes more sense. If you do the numerology of homeopathy, you want to keep the O in. But in, for example, in the United States, it's H-O-M-E. So homeopathy. So anyway, potato, potato, tomato, tomato, who cares? It's the same thing. Basically, what it means is that we're treating plants with homeopathy, plants and actually soil as well. Anything that is alive, responds to homeopathy because it's energy. Homeopathy is energy medicine. Plants have energy. They all have a vibe, you know. You go to a nursery and there's loads of plants. Which one are you going to choose? What is in your house? What do you like? There are some plants that I don't like. I love plants. There are some that I would never have in my house. There are people who have cacti, lots of cacti on their windowsills. Cactus, 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 the whole collection. Oh my God, I would never do that. I would never want to have. But people are different. So something resonates. You have your own frequency. You have your own individuality of who you are and which plants resonate with you. So it is about energy. And, you know, everybody knows that you have to talk to your plants. They love it that you talk to them because they're alive. So why not treat those as well as humans with homeopathy? It makes perfect sense. It's absolutely 100% logical.
It absolutely, excuse me, it absolutely is. And you know what I love about what you said is it's like homeopathy is applicable to everything. We know, I've spoken to so many homeopaths around the world now who are using agri-homeopathy and homeopathy for animals and crops and all of this. And it's working because there's video evidence. There's a ton of material now. I would say ton is
there
actually
is.
Probably an underestimated word. It's a huge resource now, a huge pool of information. And because we're in a connected world now, Everything is available on video. It's available every day, almost time lapse. But look at this. Now tell me, you know, if my field was dead and all of a sudden I've given whatever remedy I've given. Now you tell me, how is that grass grown? That grass grown is that's not placebo. It's not possible, right? So let's look at something a bit more understandable. That, well, what's happened here, you know?
Yeah, so with agri-homeopathy, the research possibilities are endless because we don't have the complications of human experiments or animal experiments. Of course, homeopathy is based on human experiments, and it's we thrive on that. We deliberately make ourselves sick to see what remedies can cure. But like animal experiments are nasty, you know, why would you do that? Why would you subject animals to it? So to test remedies on plants is just so much easier because it's so much more simple and we don't have really, you know, ethical issues as such and less variables. So there's excellent, excellent research done in agri-homeopathy from, you know, germinating seeds, you know, germination rate. With regular water or with homeopathic water. So they are very kind experiments, and very you can very much see what is happening. You can very much, like you said, Atik, you know, you take a photo, you take a video, you observe.
That's amazing. That's so very well said, because I would take the time and thank each and every person who has taken part in the proving of homeopathic remedies, because if they didn't do it, we didn't have the remedy pictures, we wouldn't have been able to help so many people. I've taken part in proving, you have taken part in many, and we know how we suffer to help the humanity with that remedy, how we become the remedy so that we can help those people who get those symptoms.
Yeah, exactly. I just
wanted to thank each and every person who has ever used those potentized little globules. Thank you for proving them.
I often thank myself. I'm like, wow, if I don't go to heaven for this proving, nothing will get me to heaven, because this was really bad. And I really could have lived without this. But then you get your first case, and it's so satisfying. To be able to then, you know, to give that remedy and to be able to get fantastic results and people get it. So, yeah.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Certainly, we recently proved RNA, and actually everyone who was involved in doing that needs to go to heaven.
RNA.
We did. The School of Homeopathy, and I tell you, it was not a nice proving. It was not nice, whatever it was.
Only nice proving I've ever done, that was just pure bliss, was the proving of honey. That was amazing. Wow. It was amazing. It was so wonderful. We all felt so good. We felt so gorgeous and beautiful and strong and feminine. And it was a problem because no one got any symptoms. Everyone just got better. It was all menopausal women, by the way. Everyone just like, boom, life is good.
Life is good. And maybe we need to do honey proving circles then.
Just take it. Don't prove it. Just take it and enjoy the ride.
Okay, I'm going to take it after this show.
Going off tangent here, but we can go off tangent any direction with homeopathy. And when you have when someone has such amount of knowledge that you have, but let's stay with agri homeopathy. I like the name agri homeopathy. I don't want the plants to be aggravated, so let's stay
agri homeopathy,
everyone.
It rolls off the tongue. It rolls off the tongue really, really nice. Yes. And it actually makes sense if you think of agriculture and agri-homeopathy.
I would like to know the first experiment that you did with homeopathy and the plants. And what was it like? Just share with us the experience.
It was the most simple thing ever. I mean, it was when I was a student of homeopathy. This was like early 1990s. And I've always loved plants. I've always had in my house, even as a kid, you know, in my room. My room was a jungle. And I remember bringing plant in from the nursery and then repotting it. And it was just, it was like, bleh, you know, it didn't like it at all. And it went totally limp. And it looked like it was going to really make it, no matter how much water I gave it and da, da, da. So obviously it was damaged. And so I gave it arnica. The roots got damaged in the transplanting. So I just gave it arnica. I just diluted arnica in water and I just watered it with the arnica. And within a few hours, it was like back to life, looked perfectly perky and normal and healthy and good. And I thought, wow, bloody hell, this is insane. But it just felt very normal, like it was normal to me to give it arnica. But then, of course, took another 20 years before anything further happened because no one was doing it at the time, even though, you know, in history, you know, Boyd did it, Bonninghausen, Steiner, of course, with his special biodynamic methods, which is, you know, dynamization of the water and stuff. Not exactly homeopathy, but along the same lines that the energies matter. You know, the energy matters to the plants. It matters where the plants grow. The conditions matter. The sun and the moon and the planets matter to the plants. I was in a really interesting conference. Jeremy and I were there in Morocco at the beginning of June. And one day was only agri-homeopathy. And they were telling us, there were some farmers that used agri-homeopathy. And they were saying how differently the plants grew under the sky rather than in greenhouses. And how it makes a difference if you grow your food under the sky. And I never even thought of it. But of course, it makes perfect sense. But I'd never thought of it. So very interesting.
I'm getting goosebumps when you're saying this because I was reading yesterday, there was an article that 60% of humans have literally no contact with nature anymore, or the contact has reduced in past 100 years. And this is what we are noticing. Our food is now grown more and more in greenhouses, and we are what we eat. And that is, we like to stay indoors. The many people, they have like, there is a trend called living in smaller spaces, how to make them function better, beds that can be folded and the room becomes desk, the office, and at night it's a bedroom. Everyone is like going for smaller spaces, bigger cities, but where did nature go? We are part of nature. So are the plants, so are the crops.
Exactly.
Under the sky.
Exactly that. I just read about this research where they said that if you are anxious or upset or things are off, the thing, if you go, and everybody knows, you go for a walk and you calm down and it calms down your nervous system. But they found that if you go into the forest with trees, the trees' vibration and frequency is similar to ours, and it just harmonizes and calms us down. And that's why, you know, people used to laugh at tree huggers. Oh, that's kind of a, you know, before they called us foil hats and other derogative names, it was tree huggers. Oh, she's a tree hugger. Well, turns out the tree huggers were right. You know, go hug a tree and you feel better. But it's exactly this. It's all energy. Everything is alive. And by helping these crops and these plants with homeopathy, we see insane results, and we make the plants stronger. We can fix the soil. We can give them the vitality that they need. Because at the end of the day, whether you're a plant, human, or an animal, the strong survive. And that's the fact. The ones with a strong vital force, strong energy, the ones who can fight back, who have a good immune system, because plants have immune systems just as much as animals and And people without an immune system, we're all dead. So we are doing the same with the plants. We're just making them stronger so that they can do what they know how to do in a best possible way.
Mm-hmm. It's an interesting time, isn't it, that, Camilla, that we live in, because we're talking about energies and we're talking about, you know, science has come forward in leaps and bounds, right? And yet, when we talk about hugging a tree or we talk about talking to plants and whatnot, it's like seen as, well, where's the scientific basis? And it's almost like every single thing that you talk about has to be backed by science. And it's like, well, sometimes you need to just go back to the roots, right? Literally, no pun intended, because we're talking about agri-homeopathy here, but you need to go just ground yourself, right? It's so, so important. Nature was here well before any mind came up with the first scientific theory, right? And homeopathy is so, so ahead of its time that I think that it's going to take decades for people, scientists, to sort of appreciate the power of homeopathy when it comes to science. But for homeopaths and open-minded people, and I have to say post-pandemic, millions and millions of people are like that now, very open-minded, take health into their own hands, healthcare, understand. You don't always necessarily have to explain something scientific, even though homeopathy has that basis anyway. But it's just like, well, just take a step back and calm down, right? Not everything has to be on your mobile device, right? Sometimes you just look up at the sky. If you're having a bad day, it's just phenomenal. When the moon comes out, right? We've all been in this situation. Isn't it just so beautiful, right? It's so nice to see that. It has its own influence on the body, right? What is that, you know? And it's almost like, you see where I know I'm going off on tangent a bit. I'm just saying it's like, just calm down and just appreciate what's happening around you. Just ground yourself and see what's happening, rather than, oh no, where's the latest medical report to so I can understand this.
I think that we are approaching this kind of a shift in the world where we've lived in the last sort of two, I don't know, 150 years, 200 years, the world view or the scientific view has been very mechanical. It's very mechanical, you know, 1 + 2 = 3, you know, very, very cause and effect, but in a very mechanical way, like as if we were cars, you know. And human bodies are treated like cars, you know, fix the valve, replace the pump, blah, 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 whatever. Whereas now I feel like we're starting to come back to the fact that a full circle back to the fact that everything is energy. You know, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, I remember when I did homeopathic sort of talking about what is homeopathy to audiences, you know, to lay people, to explain what it is. And I did loads of those in the 90s and throughout the 2000, early 2000s, when I was a beginner homeopath, I did a lot of those talks. And the advice was always, do not mention the word energy. Never. Do not say energy. Do not, for crying out loud, don't mention vital force. Whereas now it's, and we were trying to explain, you know, homeopathy with things like nanoparticles. Well, it's not that, not nanoparticles. There are no nanoparticles. That's not the explanation. And in the same conference in Morocco, speaking about science and science catching up and science changing their point of view and looking at homeopathy, they are now finding their latest theory. There was a very interesting professor from a university in Belgium, and he was talking about where they are now and what they are proving now in terms of how homeopathy works is that, you know how in an atom you have the nucleus and you have the protons and neutrons, and then you have the electrons going around the nucleus, right? And I don't know if you remember from your chemistry class at school, but I remember from mine from 45 years ago clearly that the teacher, they showed, like, my God, I have a prop just next to me, but they literally showed an orange and they said, this is now the nucleus. If this is the nucleus, the electron would be 27 kilometers away in the center of Helsinki.
Wow.
And then I remember someone asking, well, what's in between? What's between the atom and the electron? There's like so much empty space. And they said, no one knows what the function of it is. No one knows what it does. And the working theory this Dr. Michel has is that the frequency, the energy, the vibration goes directly into that empty space. And from there, oh, speed of light. Because it's energy, so it enters that space with the speed of light. You know how it is. You slam your finger in a car door and you put hypericum on the tip of your tongue. And while it's melting, you feel that the pain is receding in real time. It doesn't go through your stomach and your digestion and then start to work like conventional chemical medicine does. No, this goes lightning speed directly into that empty space. And that's why the effect is instantaneous. It blew my mind. So,
It is so beautiful what you said. This reminds me exactly of what I read 2 days ago. We are energy before biology kicks in and we become matter. And it's all about energy. We feel ourselves, we see the matter, but in a small relation between child and mom, even if we are not together, we feel the energy. Where is the love? Love is pure energy. It is what we are emitting. We feel comfortable with some people, and we don't feel, I don't like the aura, or I love hugging this person. It's all energy. We are energy beings.
Completely.
Such a beautiful
And we
example.
even say, we say, I don't like the vibe.
Yeah.
What's vibe? Vibe is vibration. What's vibration? It's pure energy.
It's pure
You know,
energy.
we know it. We know it. We talk about this. And I feel like we're ready for this. And I feel like the world is ready to
Yes.
also give plants energy rather than harsh chemicals, rather than poisons, poisoning the earth, poisoning the soil. And then we're eating it, we're digesting it. No wonder everyone is sick. No wonder chronic disease is rampant. No wonder the carrot isn't a carrot anymore. It doesn't even taste the same. It doesn't have the same nutrition that it had 50 years ago because the soil is depleted. It's overtreated. Plants are unable to even use it anymore. So where I feel like we're at a crossroads. And I feel like with agri-homeopathy, you know, imagine you can give phosphorus, the remedy phosphorus, instead of phosphates from a mine in Siberia in a war zone. Prices are quadruple at least. People can't get it. It poisons our waterways. It causes overgrowth in lakes. It kills fish. It's a huge problem for nature, for animals, for birds, for insects, for us. And we can do it with the energy of phosphorus, with phosphorus 12 seeds, if you please. What's the cost? Nothing. No
Nothing.
cost.
Amazing, isn't
Free
it?
energy is free. And of course, no one, the businessman, it's difficult to bottle energy, but we homeopaths know how to do it. We know how to bottle energy.
Brilliant.
Need to talk to a smart homeopath how to capture energy.
Yeah, exactly. How indeed, eh?
Yeah, this we I tell everyone, whoever talks about it, I say we homeopaths, we are living in the future. You need to catch up. We are
Yeah.
capturing energy. This is exactly the apt time to move to the beautiful book that you have written for those out
Indeed.
there who are looking for that organic substance. How can they grow organic crop? Because people who are awake, they are going for organic fruits, organic vegetables, actually everything that tastes like something that they are eating, other than just, yeah, I'm eating some colors. I don't know what they taste like. They're all same. Will you like to talk about your book? you have ample of experience with that, and then also giving those starters, the budding people who are just starting to use homeopathy for in their garden, a few tips so they see it for themselves.
The station that makes you feel good. UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, so there are different ways of looking at it, obviously, different approaches, different methodologies. And I wrote the book because I've been practicing agri-homeopathy for the last, since 2011, I started with one coffee farm. And I have tried and tested lots of things, use lots of different methodologies. So for example, you know, you let's say you need phosphates for your plants. If there's not enough phosphates in the soil, you give phosphorus. Okay. And that is like an approach of just adding what is missing. It's not really homeopathy. It's just giving phosphorus in potency, right? You don't need to be a homeopath to do that. An idiot can do it. It's very simple, very straightforward, nothing to it. And it works fantastically. So that's the easy way. You know, you test your soil, you know that you're deficient in something, and you add it. Then another layer comes from the knowledge that you can also then treat excesses. And this is already more in line with homeopathic philosophy. So let's say that your field is near the ocean. So there's too much salt in the soil, for example, from the sea. You can give your crops the remedy Natrum Muriaticum, which is made from salt, and the plants will thrive. They will grow much better. And this is, you're doing actually the opposite of adding something that is missing. Now you're doing, this is now homeopathy. You're saying there's too much of that, like cures like, let's give it more of the same, but in potency.
Right.
So sometimes the beauty in practice is that you say, okay, I've got too much phosphorus, I'll give phosphorus. I've got too little phosphorus, I'll give phosphorus. How can it be any more simple than that?
Amazing.
Amazing. So, yeah. And then everybody always asks about pests. And pests, of course, it's like, oh my God, you know, the pests are here, and they're eating my na-na-na. And yeah, sure, but you know, pests are also living things. You just hope that they go and eat something else somewhere else. You know, don't eat my cabbages. You know, go to the neighbors somewhere else. I don't want you here. So here you have two approaches. So what you can do is you can go with the antipathic approach, which is the opposite approach, which is the enemy approach. So let's say that you have pigeons that are coming in and they are eating all the shoots of the newly growing field, and you get a remedy, you make a remedy from a predator bird, like my friend at Farmer Pat in Ireland did. So there were too many pigeons eating all his lovely, lovely pea shoots and, you know, having breakfast, lunch and dinner at his field. So he ordered what he could have. You could use eagle, you could use falcon, hawk, whatever. He got falcon, and he sprayed falcon 30C on the crops, and the pigeons disappeared. But 3 days later, they came back. Then he sprayed again the 30C. Again, they were gone for 3 days. Then they came back. So then he went up in potency to 1 mL, and they went away and stayed away.
Wow.
So
brilliant.
So now, yes, it's great and it's brilliant. So that also works. But of course, as homeopaths, we have to want something more than what just works. So if you think homeopathically, this isn't a like cures like approach. This is the opposite. This is antipathy. This is not homeopathy. So now then, what we need to then observe is, are there any consequences to this essentially suppression? Because it's the suppression by something that is stronger and dissimilar, much like taking antibiotics. It's a stronger force and it's a dissimilar force. So are there any long-term consequences? And interestingly, what happened then in this particular story is that yes, pigeons went away, but later on they had a massive rat infestation. And that was a direct result of not having the pigeons. And then he gave alcarb. He sprayed calcarb all over, and all the rats disappeared.
Oh.
As you know, calcarb, fear of rats,
Yeah.
delusion of rats, la, 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 rats, rats, rats. So it's a homeopathic prescription, and what's more, it's deeply similar, and it's antisoric, so it goes deep. So that then resolved the situation. So now my after a lot of trial and error and going for the enemy approach and then looking at a more homeopathic approach, the what works better is to give similar or the same in potency. So isopathic approach would have been to give the remedy made from Paloma, which is the pigeon. There's a couple of different Palomas, for example, at Helios Pharmacy. You just go and search in the remedy finder. You can write pigeon and you will get the Latin names, and you can choose which one you want to use, the wood pigeon or the whatever pigeon you want to use. And that in potency is what I find works better and has longer results. So this is the isopathic approach. So it's not like with like, but it's the same but in potency. So it's more homeopathic than the antipathic, and it has longer, it works better in my experience, and it works for a longer time. You don't have to repeat it as much. So for example, in Brazil, in all this permaculture, they have a lot of permaculture. I love permaculture. It's the best. It's the most logical way of farming. I love it. So anyway, so they use a lot of isopathy. So they have a bug infestation. I mean, there are trillions, gazillions of bugs. So you can't even always know what is this bug, especially somewhere in the Amazon or in Brazil. It's more like, hello. So they catch the bug, they potentize it, and then they spray it on the crops. And they use it all the time, and it works beautifully. It's so simple to do. You can potentize it at home. In my book, I have example. I have very, very detailed instructions on how to do it at home, because I really wanted this book to be interesting enough and exciting enough for homeopaths who know more and understand more of homeopathy, obviously. But then for any regular gardener or farmer to be able to read it and to use it and to understand the instructions and to understand what to do and to be able to, sort of empower people, to do it themselves. And then the third, the highest level, obviously, is then a very homeopathic way of treating. So, for example, you have a situation where you look at the whole tree, you look at the environment, you interpret the symptoms. So, for example, if you have a leaf, if the leaves have brown tips, brown ends, you will say, okay, well, maybe we'll look at in the repertory, we'll look at tongue, tip of tongue brown in the repertory and give Baptisia. And then, wow, Baptisia, amazing. It's actually a fungi. Amazing, because actually what this rose bush is suffering from is a fungal infestation. So there are, you can do it on a very basic level, and then you can take it further and further and further, and it just gets more and more interesting. So what I would say is, try it out at home. It's not that hard, and it doesn't matter if you make a mistake. You're not playing with someone's life, you know. You're not. You're. It's safe to do, you know. If you don't repeat it ad infinitum, you are not going to be causing any damage. So I'm like itching to, for example, you know, I love Jeremy Clarkson. I love him, but maybe because he's called Jeremy, like my husband. I love the guy. I love him. I love his approach of, you know, okay, made a mistake. This didn't work. You know, fucked up here, ruined that one there. How am I? And then he always looks for a solution. He's very, very creative and very, very dynamic in finding a solution. And I feel like that is actually a key of how to live a life, you know. It's not about, oh, how many failures do I have? Oh my God, I have gazillions of failures, especially in Tanzania. We failed like 5 times a day. I have no problem, but it's cool to then learn from your failures and try not to repeat the same ones, obviously, and then to move on and to find solutions. And anyway, so he had in Clarkson's farm in the last season, they had a situation where they had like massive fields. And they had millions of slugs on them, snails full of. And I just wanted to tell them, you know, please just get Helix Toster. All you have to do is get Helix Toster, spray it all over, and the slugs will go away. So, you know, I wish that people would use it. I wish that people would try it, and that the word would spread out, would spread, and that we could learn from this and really have a wonderful future with healthier crops and farms and, you know, using homeopathy like that.
Yeah,
Which actually, it does
yes,
take us
I
on,
was
doesn't it?
very,
To
very fascinated because whatever I was thinking, you were actually replying to that. I was like, is she mind reading? Especially when you talked about the bug infestation. I was like, when we don't know the bug, and then you said you can do it isopathically. Like you have the tools in your hand. You don't have to invest in big things to anything big to come and help with your farming. You can do it at in your own home with your own tools. Liberating. I feel like it's everything is so liberating. And the Helix Toster, because I've just started experimenting in my own garden, and I'm going to get your book, definitely going to, because I don't want to use all those chemicals at all. And maybe some tasty vegetables and even salad if I can get on my dinner table, that would be nice. But I would like to say thank you to you because of opening this up. It was there, it was maybe used by many homeopaths, but just bringing it out to the wider community is so important, so vital nowadays. Let people know, hello, you can do that, you can do it in your own home.
Isn't it so? Yes, isn't it so? In fact, that takes us very aptly on to the book itself. So do share where anyone interested in this can purchase and give us some more details. It's very exciting times. Congratulations, by the way.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's available on Amazon. It's the simplest way to distribute things. So you can just Google Camilla Scher and you will find it very simple, very easy. Click the button and you'll get it in a few days. So
Woohoo.
there's nothing more to it.
Okay, brilliant. And
Is there anything else? I'm so sorry. Is there anything else in coming up, like your agri repertory for people who want to maybe not use a normal repertory, just a plant repertory based on plant symptoms?
I'm not your repertory girl.
Not
Not gonna do it.
getting there.
Not gonna do it. I leave that to the Excel people. I'm not an
Okay.
Excel person. The,
It'll
there are
happen.
there are there are Mark Moody, for example, is collecting symptoms for this. I know that there are some Indian homeopaths who are doing this as well. So it's available. It's there. It's a repertory in making. I also believe in your own if you're a homeopath and doing this, okay? You can use the regular repertory. There's no reason why not. It's
like the example of the tongue. It's really,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly that. Or, you know, growth, development arrested. If there is a growth issue, white discharges, insect infestation, you know, like you can use like remedies from, you know, fleas, ticks, head lice, all those repertory symptoms. You can use those. You can use discoloration. If something has a particular color, you know, you can use that. You need to observe, you need to look. You need to analyze if there's a disease. You need to Google the disease and see what are the symptoms, and then you repertorize it. You're a homeopath. If you're not a homeopath, then you need to maybe consult with myself or with someone else. What am I going to do? I've got a situation. My apple tree is nani nani na. My la 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 la. My lilacs. My lawn. My this. My that. But sometimes it's difficult. I have a Patreon site. You know what Patreon is? Patreon.com. It's like a platform where you can have different levels of membership, and then the creator, the person, gives, you know, like I put in articles, tips, research, my successes, my failures, blah 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 blah, things of interest, sometimes chapters from my book. This sort of thing, and people subscribe to it, and then they can ask questions. So they say, you know, whatever they have in their garden, what's going on, and then I take the time to answer them. I find it works better than just Facebook, where people say, where it's very short and very, you know, this is more professional. I put my time into it, into solving. But sometimes it's difficult. Sometimes it's hard. It's not straightforward, especially with the diseases. So you might have to look at things like, okay, this is a fungal disease. The organic solution is copper sulfate. Okay, it's called the Bordeaux mix. Maybe if I give uprum and sulfur in potency, maybe that'll do the same job. Or, for example, and it does, by the way, without the turquoise color on the leaves. Or, for example, that you will say, okay, this fungal disease is treated with ozone treatment. So you give the remedy ozone.
Ozone, yeah.
Cheaper, better, more effective, no side effects. Hello. This is a no-brainer. Karibuni sana, you are very, very welcome to Tanzania, and thank you for having me on your show. I'm very happy, and I hope that you try agri-homeopathy and you tell your friends to try it, and let's change the world together to a better place.
Beyond organic.
Amen.
Let's go the agri way is the way. Natural health care for our plants, our animals,
and
our crops.
And for our planet and for our future generations. What are we leaving behind? A soil full of chemicals for them. They have to use the greenhouses because the soil is not the same anymore. So let's take the charge and give them something that they can cherish. Thank you, guys.
Wonderful.
Thank you so much. And we'll talk to you very, very soon indeed.
Thank you, Atik. And thank you, Naila. It was lovely to meet you, Naila. And have a wonderful day, and we'll see you soon.
I do hope you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Homeopathy Health Show. Tune in every week for inspiring conversations, bringing you all things health and well-being to your radio and podcast apps.
The more exposure the Homeopathy Health Show receives, the better for homeopathy around the world.
And please do support the show by clicking follow on our socials.
You can find us at www.homeopathyinpractice.co.uk and on Facebook and Instagram at Homeopathy in Practice. Do give us a follow on there. Let's promote the voice of homeopathy around the world together. Until next time, stay safe and take care.